SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, June 2nd.
Wow, what a finale. That Giro wrapped up with the kind of drama you just can't script. A phenomenal end to 3 weeks of racing where storylines emerged, twisted and got torn to pieces. For a while, it felt like Isaac Del Toro was going to be the one to rise above it all. But in classic Giro style, the race had other ideas. There's been a lot said about the poetic win of Simon Yates, returning to that climb, the one that broke him 7 years ago, and flipping the script. It was brilliant to watch. Visma Leaspike nailed their tactics, slipping into the underdog role and biding their time in the shadows until it counted. It was a tactical rebirth, really. Everything about Stage 20 had me on the edge of my seat. Watching Aussie Harper ride to victory was pure joy. He's been such a loyal, hard-working teammate for years, a quiet achiever, and to see him finally have his moment in the sun was just beautiful. And I have to say that as a nation, Australia didn't do too badly this Giro. 3 stage wins and Michael Storer cracking the top 10 on GC. We'll take that. And yet, even with all the celebrations, I couldn't shake the disappointment for Del Toro. It's funny how over 3 weeks, you start backing a certain rider, rooting for their storyline. I was all in on Del Toro. His racing had this reckless abandon, raw, passionate, instinctive. He threw the rule book out the window and just went for it. It's hard not to fall for that. But I think that final mountain stage exposed where he's still got room to grow. It wasn't his legs that let him down, it was the pressure. He admitted post-stage that he was so focused on not getting beaten by Carapaz that he lost sight of what Simon Yates was capable of. After weeks of racing on instinct, he started overthinking. The fear of blowing up clouded his vision, and in the end, it cost him the Giro. In my opinion, Del Toro was absolutely capable of winning, but Grand Tours are as much a mental game as a physical one. Still, what stood out to me was his attitude. Yes, he was disappointed for himself and his team, but he was also reflective, respectful of the race, and proud of what he and the team achieved. He acknowledged how big and hard it is to win a Grand Tour, and how proud he and his team should be for what they achieved despite the eventual loss. That kind of mindset will take him far. He might not have won this time, but I don't think we'll be waiting 7 years for his redemption arc like we did with Yates. Del Toro will be back. When he is, I have no doubt he'll be stronger, smarter, and even more dangerous. The Giro is done for another year, and it's time for the Aussie Couch Peloton to catch up on some sleep. But don't forget to tune in to the SBS podcast on Wednesday to hear Christoph and Macca's in-depth analysis. Catch you next week.